In 1958, musicologist Gunther Schuller coined the term third stream to describe a new hybrid of jazz and classical music. Two jazz musicians who wet their feet in the third stream were saxophonist Lee Konitz and Jimmy Giuffre, more often associated with the style of cool jazz. A recent reissue of Four Sessions, recorded in the 1950s, documents their involvement.
Palo Alto, from the 1959 LP Lee Konitz Meets Jimmy Giuffre. That's classic cool jazz. The rest of the music in the new 2-CD Konitz-Giuffre compilation is a cross-section of early third stream activity. That crossbreeding of jazz and classical in the 1950s is usually regarded as a dead end, but this music suggests it's time to reevaluate. Check out Bill Russo's Music for Alto Saxophone and Strings. Lee Konitz is the soloist. I like that. A little cool jazz, a little bebop saxophone, and some nice details, like the way bluesy guitar eventually gives way to plucked violins. This was early in the transformation of trombonist Bill Russo into composer William Russo, but he could already write well for strings. Composer Ralph Burns's piece Terista, from his 1951 album Free Forms, has a similar crush of ideas, but the effect is more wacky. The hectic pace and evocations of Latin music there suggest Ralph Burns may have been listening to Carl Stalling's innovative cartoon scores. In any case, quoting recognizable styles for a collage effect wouldn't catch on in classical music for a few years yet, and wouldn't become common in jazz until the 1980s. Listening to this music now, the third stream begins to sound less like a failed experiment and more like music 40 years ahead of its time. The other session in this compilation consists of two suites by Jimmy Giuffre for his own clarinet and a string orchestra. One suite is totally notated. On the other, called Mobiles, the clarinet parts are all improvised, and even the orchestra's role is a bit flexible. In one movement, the strings play specified notes in improvised rhythms. In another, the string chords are notated, but the conductor cues when they are sounded, the number of repeats, and how long and how loud they should be played. That anticipates the way Butch Morris conducts either improvisations or chamber music nowadays. One apparent inspiration for Jimmy Giuffre's Mobiles is some 50 pieces with movable parts by composer Earl Brown, who was in turn inspired by the mobiles of sculptor Alexander Calder. Giuffre also studded his mobiles with short solo improvisations, a decade before jazz horn players really took to playing unaccompanied. Of course, a lot of improvisers who now use modular forms, or quote familiar styles, or play musical games, or take orders from conductors, or play solo clarinet pieces, don't realize composers like Earl Brown, Mauricio Coggle, Ralph Burns, or Jimmy Giuffre beat them to it. Yeah, but it's also true that some musicians who use these ideas are big-time record collectors who deliberately borrow from their forebears. Those are two ways things develop in jazz. Some musicians happily reinvent the wheel. Others take old ideas and put them to the test. To put a spin on a cliche, those who know the past are often tempted to repeat it.
Kevin Whitehead is currently living in Amsterdam working on a book. He reviewed Lee Konitz meets Jimmy Giuffre on the Verve label.